Now we're going to reflect on the gospel. This gospel is from Matthew 13. It's the first of the parables, five, one after the other in this section. It's the parable section of Matthew. And the first one, which is sort of like the ground for all the others in a way, comes with an explanation. Now, what's a parable? See, a parable is a little story. The rabbis told parables all the time to bring apart their point, you see? So, I'll give you a parable. A man went out to wash his car. He took along a bucket, water, a sponge, and a hose, and he washed, some more. Now, most of the dirt came out easily. Some of the dirt came out only with work, and some didn't come out at all. Whoever has ears, let him hear. What do you say? What's that mean? You see, that's our Lord's parables. And he explains them to his own, but doesn't explain them to everybody, because he's hoping they'll get it. And in our Matthean text of this parable, there is a key Matthean word. The word is understand. It doesn't come in the parable in the other synoptics, but it comes in Matthew. So, as I say, this is the first of these parables in Matthew 13. And this one runs with his explanation from 1 to 23. All right. So, on that day, Jesus went out of the house. What house? Where is he? He's in Capernaum. The house. Was he staying with Peter? His house is over in Cana. The house. Or did he rent a house? Or did somebody let him use a house? Why am I making such a big deal of this? Because the synoptics, especially Mark, the house is the place of revelation. The disciples follow him into the house, and he explains things that he said elsewhere to them. Sometimes it's kind of funny. Like in chapter 7 of Mark, you know, where our Lord said, you know, why don't your disciples wash before they eat? And he goes, this, you know, you, as Isaiah said, you're, you know, really got the wrong idea of all of this. And when they get into the house, they say, what did you mean by that? And he said, you mean you're dumb too? You didn't get it either? Not exactly those words, but the house is the place of revelation, particularly in Mark. But maybe here too, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. 1,000 people, maybe more. Going out like that on a boat, we all know this, huh? How water is a great carrier of sound. So it's a very good way to have a microphone, as it were, because the water will carry the sound. You've realized that. Have you ever been on one side of a lake? Maybe the lake's a mile wide. There's a man cutting down a tree on the other side, and you hear whack. It goes right across the water, and you hear it. So, he's down there by the sea. And such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables. Now, saying, and we have the first parable. You all know the parable, but listen, because there are key words. You know, Matthew tells it a little bit differently. A sower went out to sow. Now, you've probably never seen this, huh? But here is my house, and all this land around here is my farm, and I'm going to sow. So, I have a bag or a basket, and I sow. Broadcast, they call it, you know? And it falls where it falls. Now, the soil over there is sometimes very shallow because of these big rock shelves. You know how in the parable of the Lord about building your house on rock. You take a sounding till you get a nice big shelf of rock. So you go down 2 or 3 feet and you've got a foundation already built for you. And if you don't do that, you're like a foolish man. You build on the sound, the storm comes, Mosalami, there goes your house. So, anyway, he went out to sow, and he's sowing. And as he sowed, some fell on the path, because from the road to his house, there'd be a path. The ground would be beaten down, okay? And it falls there, and what happens? Huh? The birds come and eat it up, because it doesn't penetrate the ground at all, even if it's raining, okay? Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. So some didn't penetrate at all. Some sprang up, sunk roots down, 1, 2, 3, and boop! And it, you know, when the sun rose, it was scorched. And it withered for lack of roots. Now some fell among thorns, because at the corner of his field, you know, he's not going to plow right down to the corner of his field. And so if he has a fence, certainly at that spot, or even in just a corner, there's thorns and thistles, you know. And as he's throwing, some falls in there. And the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. Then these numbers are exuberant, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. And the disciples say, how come you're telling them these stories? How come you're speaking to them in parables? The answer, which is Matthew's editing before he gives the explanation, is very important, and it's important for us. Because, you see, this is the meaning of the Holy Spirit. Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. That is why I speak to them in parables, because they look, but they do not see, and hear, but they do not listen or understand. Why not? Because there's a film on their heart. There's a protection. A lot of people can get very moved by an eloquent preacher, but they never do what he says. And sometimes the most popular preachers are those who are very eloquent and pleasing, and people can listen to them all day, but they're never going to do what he says. You see, and that's what he's saying. You see, they do not listen or understand. To listen, you got to listen. Suppose you first, now you know the solution. You see, but suppose you didn't. And some fell here and some fell there. Whoever has ears ought to hear. What would you say? Jesus, what's that all about? Now you know it's got something to do with the kingdom and the eventual story of everybody invited to the kingdom. But you might not get any further, you see, because you need to pray for understanding. Understand is the key word in Matthew's use of this parable, you see. Now, before he goes on, he quotes this text from Isaiah. You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. You see, suppose I'm in the back of the crowd listening to a preacher who's doing a great job. But on my mind is booze, women, gambling, getting back at a guy who hurt me. How much of my heart and mind is even going to be receiving what he's saying? I'm not open. I'm not desirous. Now, the Holy Spirit can even penetrate that at times, but it's a risky business to leave your heart that way. You'll hear but not understand, look but not see. Gross is the heart of this people. You see what gross means? It's all centered on this world and me and my comfort and my power. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts again and be converted, and I heal them. The heart has to understand. Therefore, you have to be in touch with your heart. You have to listen to your heart. Don't listen to your feelings. Listen to your heart. That is the point of truth in every human being, where we are directly facing God, and there's nothing in there to hide behind. That's why we don't like to go there. But we have to, my friends. Now, he's explained to them. Now he turns and says, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. By my grace, by my work. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. So now, hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one. Now you notice how it goes from the fate of the seed to the fate of the receiver in Matthew. Seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. That's Matthew's word. Understand, the word he uses is sinieni, and it means to put it together, to get it. I want to know what you're saying, Jesus. I want to hear it. You see, then you'll understand. Because you see, and so, you see, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. How many times have you seen this? Somebody comes out of a rally or a mass or something, they're all excited. And then a couple of days later, they're back in the same old routine. Anger, drunkenness, fascination with money or sex, they haven't understood it. See? The evil one comes and steals it away. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root, and he lasts for only a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. Jesus, Jesus, who's he? My skin, my comfort is more important than the truth I've just received, and I'll deny it. You see? The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. This is the great occupational hazard of people who are living nice, comfortable, good middle-class lives. But you see what can happen? The seed gets choked. They go to Mass, but nothing ever happens. And then finally, the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and you know what the next word is going to be, right? Understands it, means takes it in, lays hold of it. And he bears fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold, exuberance, because he takes it in and he says, Lord, I want this to be the root of my life. Show me how I do that. I'm attached to this. I like this. I sin here. Whatever. But come and let your blessed truth replace all that in me, so that, as Isaiah prophesied, your word will not go back to you empty. It'll go back, you know, full of life, carrying my life back to you. That's the message of this Sunday. Amen.